The fact that this plan cleared a committee on a 6-3 vote does not make it a sure thing. Another version of a smoking ban for all bars and restaurants passed a Senate committee months ago, and it hasn't gone anywhere because of concerns that it would hurt the people who own and run taverns. The assembly proposal still faces strident opposition from Republican representatives like Leah Vukmir of Wauwatosa. Vukmir says Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong's visit to Wisconsin to lobby in favor of the ban won't sway her.
While I believe it's admirable that Mr. Armstrong motivates people with his Live Strong motto, I prefer to live free.
But Madison Democratic Representative Spencer Black rejected Vukmir's contention that a smoking ban would tread on the rights of smokers.
Because people under this law will have the freedom to smoke cigarettes if that's what they want, in their own homes, in their own vehicles. They will not have a freedom to make other people smoke their cigarettes through secondhand smoke.
Assembly lawmakers rejected an amendment that would have phased in taverns. Assembly GOP sponsor Steve Wickard says that would have killed the bill. He says he understands legislative leadership is reluctant to take up divisive issues at the end of session.
And that's the nature of the beast, whether it's Republican or Democrat. I don't blame him. I understand that. But my point is that this is more of a consensus legislation than most people realize.
Wickard says he'll push for a full assembly vote on this plan, but says he's received no guarantees. The legislature is scheduled to adjourn in a little more than a week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.